Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So we're getting word that another bank has collapsed. Signature Bank has been shut down in connection with Silicon Valley Bank collapse. This bank, Signature Bank, was founded in 2001. It is a New York-based bank, not a Silicon Valley bank based bank. It was popular, we're now being told, among crypto companies. Federal regulators on Sunday said that the New York-based Signature Bank was being shut down to protect customers and the financial system following the collapse of California's Silicon Valley Bank. The announcement came in a joint statement from the U.S. Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, known as FDIC. The regulators said that SVB clients will have access to their money starting Monday at no expense to the American taxpayer. They're lying to you. I don't believe them at all. A similar program, they said, will be enacted for Signature Bank, which was closed Sunday, but by its state chartering authority. Quote, all depositors of this institution will be made whole, the joint statement reads. As with the resolution of Silicon Valley Bank, no losses will be borne by the taxpayer. A spokesman for Signature Bank has declined to comment. Now, this bank, founded in 2001, the New York-based Signature Bank, was popular among crypto companies. The institution provided deposit services for its clients' digital assets, but did not make loans collateralized by them. Leading up to the SVP collapse, the bank said it had been trying to reduce these deposits as recently as Thursday. Signature said it was in a well-diversified financial position. They were lying. And had limited digital assets related deposit balances in the wake of the industry developments, quote unquote. We want to make it clear again that Signature Bank is a well-diversified, full-service commercial bank with more than 2 decades of history and solid performance serving middle markets businesses. That's what the Signature Bank co-founder and chief executive officer said in a statement, saying, quote, we have built a strong reputation serving commercial clients through 9 business lines and reached an excess of $100 billion in assets by continually executing our single point of contact relationship-based model where banking teams are capable of meeting all client needs. Signature Bank was notable for having former Democratic Congressman Barney Frank on its board. Frank's signature Dodd-Frank Act, crafted in the wake of the 08 financial crash, sought to improve accountability and transparency in the financial system. And that former Democratic congressman, Barney Frank, was on the board of a bank now that's been taken over by the government. Under the law, banks with assets in excess of $50 billion were deemed as being potentially too big to fail and were therefore subject to a host of rigorous testing and regulations. 2018, President Trump signed the Economic Growth, Regulatory Relief, and Consumer Protection Act, which rolled back key regulations in the woke Dodd-Frank bill. So now you have another bank that has gone under. Coinbase. Just so you know, Coinbase is where most people actually trade cryptocurrency. Coinbase says it has about $240 million in cash balance with Signature Bank. Coinbase Global about $240 million in corporate cash balance, the U.S. crypto exchange said in a tweet on Sunday, hours after state regulators closed the New York-based lender. Due to FDIC holds on Signature's transactions, we're currently facilitating all client cash transactions with other banking partners, the tweet added. The closure comes just 2 days after California authorities shuttered Silicon Valley Bank in a collapse that roiled the global markets and left billions of dollars of deposits belonging to companies and investors stranded. The U.S. Treasury Department and other bank regulators said in a joint statement that all depositors at Signature Bank will be made whole and no losses will be borne by the taxpayers. The Signature failure is the third largest in U.S. history. So you had the second largest failure in banking history just a couple days ago. And then a couple days later, you have the third largest. So two of the top three biggest failures in the banking sector have happened in the last 48 to 72 hours. Let that sink in real quick. So let's go back to where we are with the banking crisis. How is CNN covering it? Listen to this.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he is in touch with the highest levels of leadership at the White House and the Treasury Department to stabilize the situation as quickly as possible. And joining us now is the host of CNN's Nightcap, John Sarlin. John, a lot of experts are worried about this. But first of all, what does this mean for SVB and the startups that relied on it? There's some big companies, but also small companies that relied on this bank.
There are. I mean, right now it means panic and confusion. There are companies in Silicon Valley that are scrambling to make payroll. The money that they had locked up in SVB is now inaccessible. And so what that means is they are, one, relying on the FDC to make those funds available quickly. And, you know, it's unclear exactly what percentage of those funds will be available and when. On the flip side, you know, those companies are looking at loans, and there are reports that there are venture capital companies looking to buy up the accounts for kind of pennies on the dollar. So what does it mean for the companies? It means confusion. But for the workers who are looking for their paycheck this week, it can mean devastation. We haven't seen layoffs yet, but if these companies aren't able to get access to funds, that is definitely a possibility.
And I hate to be a pessimist in all of this, but it's a fair question to ask. What is the next possible domino to fall? Will there be another domino?
I mean, that is the question, right? What is the contagion of this? And the truth is, we don't really know. All eyes right now are on a lot of regional banks similar to SVB. One bank that's on people's radar is First Republic Bank, a bank whose shares dropped more than 50% before being halted. Eventually, the stock rallied, but it's down around 36% for the week. First Republic says that their liquidity position remains strong, but come Monday, we'll see if investors and, more importantly, the people who have their money in First Republic believe that.
And finally, Bloomberg reported that billionaire and venture capitalist Peter Thiel had his companies pull their funds from SVB this week. Do we know what kind of role that played in all this?
Well, Peter Thiel is an incredibly influential figure in Silicon Valley. And right now, there's a lot of finger pointing going on about what caused this bank run on SVB. Peter Thiel is reported by Bloomberg and his founders fund pulled their money out by Thursday and encouraged his companies to pull their money out as well. Well, word spreads quickly in the Valley, right? You have group chats, you have Slacks, people are talking, and we saw tens of billions of dollars of money being withdrawn from SVB, which basically was a kiss of death and caused California regulators to shut it down. You might remember that Peter Thiel was a big proponent of crypto. He was very, very bullish on Bitcoin. He attacked the critics of Bitcoin as enemies. Meanwhile, Peter Thiel and his founders fund sold their crypto and made billions of dollars in the profit. So people in the Valley know that Peter Thiel is very skilled at moving his billions of dollars to safe harbor when there's volatility in the markets.
I love this. There may be some volatility to come. Thank you, CNN, for that brilliant account, reporting there. You have two of the three biggest banks in the history of this country that defaulted, that have been shut down. Two of the three biggest in history have happened in the last, 24, 48 hours, 72 hours? Come on! Really? Like, this is what has happened here? Like, for real? And you're sitting there going, oh, there may be some more volatility. No, you think? Could there be a chance? Yeah. Now, I'm worried that the bailout's coming. They keep saying no taxpayer dollars, going to cost you nothing. I don't believe them. I think you're going to end up seeing some bailouts. The question is, are you in favor of bailing these companies out? We've been lied to. We now know these bank bailouts are going to be a really big problem. We know now that they are going to be going to probably cost us a hell of a lot of money. They're saying, no bailouts are going to happen. They're going to cost you money. I don't believe them for a second. I think they are absolutely going to cost us a bunch of money, and I think they're lying to us. We have a second bank that has failed. After the first bank that failed, they said was not a big deal. It was an isolated event. Now, it's not an isolated event. In fact, we have the second and third largest bank failures in U.S. history have happened just over the last several days. And they're like, oh, no, it's going to be fine. We got a plan here. It's not going to be a bailout, right? Not like, oh, wait, we're going to just, it won't be like that. Everybody relax. It's going to be fine. I'm telling you, they're going to end up having to bail out. It's going to end up costing you something. Signature Bank has been shut down in connection with the Silicon Valley collapse. This bank was founded in 2001. The New York-based Signature Bank was popular among crypto companies, and it is going to be shut down. Coinbase had $240 million in cash balance with Signature Bank. That bank now has been shut down. Coinbase, $240 million in cash with Signature Bank. They're saying that they're going to figure this out. Coinbase Bank is down. Coinbase is down 8%. Signature Bank at this point, and it'll be halted, I'm sure, was down 22.87%, down to $70 a share. That's obviously now going to change drastically.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
U.S. regulators said they were not going to bail out Silicon Valley Bank. Then a second bank has gone under, and now U.S. regulators are going to bail out Silicon Valley Bank, and customers are apparently going to get another bailout possibly at this second bank. Don't worry, though. Joe Biden now says he's vowing to hold those responsible for the Silicon Valley Bank failure, quote, fully accountable. CEO also describes pulling money from bank hours before the collapse. As the U.S. bank sitting on unrealized losses of $620 billion. In fact, we also know now that Silicon Valley Bank employees actually received in their bank accounts their bonuses hours before the bank was shut down, a new report says. Wow, that's pretty nice, isn't it? So that's now where we are. Silicon Valley Bank, you're going to get your money, no problem. And these employees, we're being told, got their bonuses. The U.S. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation offered Silicon Valley Bank employees 45 days of employment and 1.5 times their salary, a new report says, to stay on and help them out. An FDIC official did not comment on the details of CNN, but says it's standard practice and one of the first steps for the independent government agencies to take after being named receiver. U.S. workers also received their annual bonuses on Friday, just hours before the FDIC took over the collapsed lender. Silicon Valley Bank collapsed Friday morning after a stunning 48 hours in which a bank run and a capital crisis led to the second largest failure of a financial institution in U.S. history. California regulators shuttered the tech lender and put it under the control of the FDIC. The FDIC is acting as a receiver, which typically means it will liquidate the bank's assets to pay back its customers, including depositors, as well as creditors. Employees, except essential and branch workers, were told to keep working remotely. The bank had more than 8,500 employees at the end of 2022. The FDIC said the main office and all 17 branches of SVP, located in California, Massachusetts, will open on Monday. The FDIC, an independent government agency that insures bank deposits and oversees financial institutions, said all insured depositors will have full access to their insured deposits by no later than Monday morning. It said it would pay uninsured depositors an advance dividend within the next week. The FDIC took over the mid-morning Friday. Usually it awaits until market close, but they didn't wait. The conditions, quote, deteriorated so quickly that it couldn't last just five more hours, wrote Better Market CEO Dennis Keller. That's because its depositors were withdrawing their money so fast the bank was insolvent and an intraday closure was unavoidable due to a classic bank run. So what is Biden saying about this? Don't worry. I'm going to hold those accountable for this. Really? That's what you're going to say? I'm going to hold those accountable for this? So no bailout, just kidding, a bailout. Another bank closes down, Signature Bank. Don't worry, we're going to have another bailout. And let me remind you, the experts of what they were saying. Jim Cramer over at CNBC said this a month ago. Last month said this about, again, about Silicon Valley Bank. Listen carefully.
Imbibe. The ninth best performer year to date is SVB Financial. Don't yawn. This company's a merchant bank with a deposit base that Wall Street had been mistakenly concerned about. SVB is the old Silicon Valley Bank. Recently bought one of our favorite research firms, Buffett Nathanson, and it's become less dependent upon private equity and venture capitalist offerings. Wait a second. Those dried up last year, they could come back. Yes, some of them come back here with a stock directly affects an oversold position. Stock was the fourth worst performer in 2022. I think the fears were not justified, and it's a very compelling situation. Hey, by the way, long-term private equity and venture capital, they're not going away. Being the banker to these immense pools of capital has always been a very good business. Stock's still cheap. Now, you have to remember that a stock that falls 66%, like SVB Financial did last year, it takes it a lot more to recover. After losing two-thirds of your value, you need a 200% gain to get back to even. This is arithmetic. Some people call it geometry. So you could argue SVB's nearly 40% rally this year is barely a drop in the bucket. And that's how I want you to think it. I think it's also a good example of why these bounce-back moves might be far from over. These stocks could have more room to run, especially if you think they were driven down to artificially low levels by tax loss selling, artificial dumping, like we saw in Warner Brothers Discovery or Tesla. That's important because today was one of the worst days since the year began. After these stocks were big participants in the decline, I understand that. Many of the bounces this year have come from stocks that were heavily shorted. Many of them were correctly beaten down. It's just that the declines got a little too excessive when nothing really bad happened, at least by the end.
So there it is. This guy's praising a doomed Silicon Valley bank just last month. The stock is, quote, still cheap. He has it up on his big wall telling you, you should buy this. You should buy this. You should buy this. Ha, ha, ha. Just kidding. Tucker Carlson also blasting Jim Cramer for hyping the doomed bank, saying he's nothing but a professional BS artist.
In fact, as with the FTX crypto scam, you may recall, self-described financial experts in the media were busy promoting Silicon Valley Bank as a great investment that would last forever. The formerly great but now quite embarrassing Forbes magazine, in fact, named SVB to its list of America's best banks, not once, but 5 years in a row. And of course, inevitably, you saw this coming. Here is professional BS artist slash dumb person Jim Cramer of CNBC telling his viewers to buy Silicon Valley Bank, even as it was in the process of going under. This is last month.
SVB Financial, don't you want? This company's a merchant bank with a deposit base that Wall Street had been mistakenly concerned about. SVB is the old Silicon Valley Bank. Recently bought one of our favorite research firms, Buffett Nathanson, and it's become less dependent upon private equity and venture capitalist offerings. Wait a second. Those dried up last year, they could come back. Long-term private equity and venture capital, they're not going away. Being the banker to these immense pools of capital has always been a very good business. SVB's nearly 40% rally this year is barely a drop in the bucket.
SVB is great. If that guy ever endorses anything you're doing, move to the Canary Islands. Change your name because disaster's coming.
Tucker's not that far off from reality, by the way. Jim Hines, the Bank of Cyprus keeps coming up in the Trump-Russia investigation. That's what they're trying to talk about. I'm not joking. That clip is actually now showing back up on social media. You can't make this up. But hey, when the banks keep collapsing, don't worry, it won't cost you anything. It's not going to cost you a dime. Why? Because we're smart people, right? Janet Yellen earlier today saying, oh, everything's fine on TV.
I want to get straight to it because the markets will soon reopen for trading. Does the government need to intervene and take emergency measures because of SVB's failure?
Well, let me say America's economy relies on a safe and sound banking system that can provide for the credit needs of our households and businesses. So whenever a bank, especially one like Silicon Valley Bank with billions of dollars in deposits, fails, it's clearly a concern. From the standpoint of depositors, many of which may be small businesses, they rely on access to their funds to be able to pay the bills that they have, and they employ tens of thousands of people across the country. We've been hearing from those depositors and other concerned people this weekend. So let me say that I've been working all weekend with our banking regulators to design appropriate policies to address this situation. I can't really provide further details at this time. But what I do want to do is emphasize that the American banking system is really safe and well capitalized. It's resilient.
Can you say whether these problems were unique to Silicon Valley Bank, or can you say whether there will be other regional bank failures?
Well, look, let me just say that we want to make sure that the troubles that exist at one bank don't create contagion to others that are sound. And a goal always of supervision and regulation is to make sure that contagion can't occur.
Your counterpart in the United Kingdom has said that the government there has ruled out a bailout of the UK arm of Silicon Valley Bank. Have you also ruled out that kind of government intervention?
Well, let me be clear that during the financial crisis, there were investors and owners of systemic large banks that were bailed out, and we're certainly not looking. And the reforms that have been put in place means that we're not going to do that again. But we are concerned about depositors and are focused on trying to meet their needs.
Do you expect a deal or something to happen that can reassure the markets before Asia opens tonight and U.S. markets open tomorrow?
We certainly are working to address the situation in a timely way.
Now, I know you know this region of the country so well because you served at the San Francisco Fed years ago. The tech Yes. sector has already been suffering from layoffs. It's already under pressure, and this is really the hub of American innovation. How severe will the consequences be for that innovation?
I think it depends on how this situation is resolved, but well aware that many startup firms have deposits and venture capital firms have deposits at this bank.
They have no idea what's happening right now. Second Bank has just failed. She has no clue what she's doing.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We also have to talk about how woke the bank was that went under. A lot of people don't understand how woke the bank actually was. Silicon Valley Bank was all about the wokeness. They loved working with woke companies. They love working with liberal companies. They love working with tech companies. They love working with, for example, the streaming giant Roku. We're being told had $487 million in cash on hand, held by Silicon Valley Bank. That streaming giant Roku had about one-fourth of its cash and equivalents amounting to nearly $500 million held in that bank. The entertainment company remains unsure how much of that cash it will recover, according to Variety. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank was caused by the massive run of the bank, with customers driving withdrawals of $42 billion this last week alone, majority of it Thursday, Friday. It's the 16th largest bank by assets, with the U.S. Federal Reserve data showing the bank had $209 billion in assets as of December the 31st. But this had to do a lot with the fact that this bank was just a woke bank. It was a woke Silicon Valley Bank. It was more concerned about global warming than they were about shareholder returns. Yeah. Home Depot founder Bernie Marcus said on Friday that it was time for Americans to wake up after the woke Silicon Valley Bank collapsed because they were more concerned about global warming than they do about shareholder returns and fiscal responsibility. Listen to part of this conversation that he had on Fox with Neil Cavuto.
But he's watching it just the same. The Home Depot co-founder, kind enough to join us now. Bernie, always good seeing you. Do you think history is repeating itself? Should people stay calm? What are you telling them?
Well, all I know is that I can't wait for Biden to get on the speech again and talk about how great the economy is and how it's moving forward and getting stronger by the day. And this is an indication that whatever he says is not true. And maybe the American people will finally wake up and understand that we're living in very tough times, that in fact, the recession may have already started, who knows. But it doesn't look good. And I feel bad for all these people that lost all their money in this woke bank. You know, it was more distressing to hear that the bank officials sold off their stock before this happened. It's depressing to me. Who knows whether the Justice Department would go after them. They're a woke company, so I guess not. And they'll probably get away
when you say a woke company, they invest in technology, venture capital funded startups and all of that. They might have been disproportionately exposed to this. Do you think there are others like this bank out there?
I think there probably are. Yeah. I think that the administration has pushed many of these banks into more concern about global warming than they do about shareholder return. And these banks are badly run because everybody is focused on diversity and all of the woke issues and not concentrating on one thing they should, which is shareholder returns. Instead of protecting the shareholders and their employees, they're more concerned about the social policies. And I think it's probably a badly run bank. They've been there for a lot of years. It's pathetic that so many people lost money that won't get it back. And
you know, Bernie, you might be right on some of the. You might.
By the way, I love this guy. Right. This is the. This is what I love about this Home Depot founder. Bernie Marcus is getting older. He doesn't care to offend anybody. He says, I think the system, the administration has pushed many of these banks more concerned about global warming than what they do for shareholder returns. And these banks are badly run because everybody is focused on diversity and all of the woke issues and not concentrating on the one thing they should, which is shareholder returns. Instead of protecting the shareholders and their employees, the depositors, right? They're more concerned about social policies. And I think it's probably a badly run bank. They've been there for a lot of years. It's pathetic that some of you lost their money and won't get it back. All right, before I get into that, I want to talk to you real quick about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. All right, now, I want to go back to this story. He said, here's the other thing. Listen carefully. This is a guy that has nothing to lose at this point. He's like, look, I've done my time in building companies. I built Home Depot. You want to know what's really going on? I don't care if I offend people. And I love, this is why you should listen sometimes to your elders, because some of them have things to say that other people won't take the risk of saying. And he's got his money and he doesn't care and he's telling you the truth. And he said this: the feds keep raising rates and inflation keeps going in the wrong direction. It's not staying where it should be. People are struggling. People can't pay their bills. They can't fill their tanks with gas. And if you think that's a good sign, I don't think it is. And we have an administration that's obtuse to this. They keep talking about the great times and how good it is. It's not. Somebody with a sane head has to come in and understand that you can't do two things. Number one, you can't keep raising rates, referring to interest rates. And two, you can't keep inflation as strong as it is. And you can't tax people more than they are. His proposal, referring to Biden's proposal, to tax the middle class and the rich is about as dumb as I've heard in a long time. In a recession like this, you don't do things like that. And by the way, Joe Biden said back in the day, on record, you don't raise interest or you don't raise taxes when you're dealing with inflation. It's the dumbest thing you can do. But now he needs more money because he wants more control. That's what this all comes down to, is the issue of control. That's why he's saying it the way he is. But Bernie Marcus just said it the way that it should have been said. Woke Silicon Valley Bank was more concerned about global warming than shareholders' returns and quotas. And he's right. And if you think this is only in America, you're wrong. Because as you heard Janet Yellen say a moment ago when I was playing that audio, the UK is now mulling over the idea of a bailout for the tech firms after the Silicon collapse. Authorities in the UK are considering a possible bailout for all the tech firms after the collapse of the British branch of Silicon Valley Bank. Jeremy Hunt, the chancellor, is reportedly mulling a possible bailout for tech firms and startups that were affected by the collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank UK. The failure of SVP represents the second largest failure of a bank in U.S. history, only beaten out by the collapse of Washington Mutual during the 08 financial crisis. According to the report by the BBC, there is now significant fear about the knock-on effect the bank's collapse could have on startups in Britain, with many firms set to lose large sums of money after the Bank of England declared that SVP UK would enter insolvency. As a result, the Treasury is now reportedly aiming to offset the damage done by the bank's collapse, with Hunt telling the public broadcaster, BBC, that authorities are considering various ways of recusing the tech firms affected. So another bailout. One such rescue plan involves providing an emergency cash lifeline for companies hit by SVP going under. Quote, we want to find a way that ministries can help and avoid all the losses of the incredibly promising firms, the chancellor wrote, arguing that while the impact on the United Kingdom's overall economy is expected to be minimal, SVP's collapse would nevertheless risk wiping out many of the country's budding tech enterprises. So in other words, we're going to pick winners and losers in different sectors. Same thing that they're talking about doing here. We like big tech. We like tech firms. We like woke companies. We don't want them to be hurt. So we'll just say, hey, we're not going to allow them to be hurt. And we like what they're doing, so we'll bail them out. That's how we'll do this. We'll bail them out that way. Does this sound like a very good idea, or does it sound like a disaster? To me, it sounds like a disaster. Does it sound like something we should be supporting or advocating for? No, it doesn't. It sounds, again, like a disaster. Sounds like a terrible, 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 terrible idea. Something that should not happen. Yet here we are having this conversation because it's a liberal bank with a woke ideology. That's what it is. A liberal bank with a woke ideology. They're going to probably bail them out. They're going to prop them up, and they're going to tell you it's not going to cost you taxpayers' dollars. And when they tell you that, you need to understand that they are 1,000% lying to you. This will cost you some taxpayers' dollars. Anyone that tells you that it's not, they're lying to you. They are lying to you. I'll say it one more time. They are lying to you. This is going to cost us all a hell of a lot of money. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow, see you back here tomorrow.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.